Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fired up right now. Go to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Ike Reese. Ike, what's going on? How about Devontae Adams?
Man, yeah, how about that? Thank God my fantasy team has been in disarray since he's been out with a phantom hamstring injury the last 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, I'm glad he's going to get back on the field. What's up, fellas?
Well, Aaron had nothing to do with this, though. He didn't win this.
Well, you and I know better than that now. Yeah. Well, Aaron's like the de facto GM up there in New York right now. So, yeah, he's calling all the shots.
Well, we really want to talk to you about what's happening up there in your area. And
okay.
Nick Sirianni.
You sure y'all want to talk about the Jets more?
We're talking about another green team.
We want to talk about somebody in green, but not the Jets. So Nick Sirianni decides he wants to start joining with the fans. And we know that's normally a mistake in Philly.
Yeah.
Did he cross the wrong line?
Yeah, not a good look. He may have had well intentions. And here, check this out, B and JP. Now we're getting, I don't know if it's factual or it's true, but a fan who has identified himself as the person that was going back and forth with Nick during this back and forth exchange. And according to this fan who called up to the morning show today on WIP, he's claiming that a lot of it was about run the football. They wanted Nick to run the football earlier in the game, and Nick sort of told him that, I hear you, we'll get to it, we're going to run, this, that, and the other. So he kind of came back later in the game with confirmation or validation that, I told you we'd run the ball, did you like that, or this, that, and the other, something to that effect. Huh. So I'm not sure exactly what the exchange was with Nick. It certainly didn't look good. The optics weren't good. That's just not what you expect from your head coach, the face of your franchise. And there's never really any reason, I think, unless there's some sort of extreme case. But in reality, there's never really any reason the head coach or player should be going back and forth with their own fans in the stands.
Yeah, so, I never did it with my own fan, but I did it with the other team fans.
I think it's different from
AB. You know how we used to do it. Now, yeah, we had no problem arguing with team fans. Yeah, no problem with that.
But I also think it's different for a player than it is for the coach.
No, totally. Totally agree with that. No, totally agree with that. He has a higher level of responsibility as the head coach, as the guy who was supposed to be, quote unquote, the adult in the room and setting a great example for his players, because the last thing he would want is for his players to do that.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you on that. It's really not the same. And he came out. I was happy that he walked it back and he apologized for it yesterday in his post-game press. I mean, not his post-game, his day after press conference. He apologized for it. And he reiterated that this morning on WIP when he came on his weekly morning show, that he realizes that that's just something that doesn't necessarily represent who he is and who the organization wants him to represent. It's not a good look. It's just not a good look. Any way you slice it, it's not a good look.
Agreed. Now, So here's where I'm kind of more curious. We're talking with our friend Ike Reese. You can hear him afternoons in Philly on WIP from 2 to 6. You can follow him on Twitter at Ike58Reese. So Sirianni comes into that game, shaves his head, fights with the fan. Post game, he brings his kids to the post game. You guys played in the league between the two of you for more than 20 years. I've been covering this. I've been in post game press conferences for over a decade. I've never seen anyone have their kids. And maybe after a Super Bowl win or something. How bizarre was that?
It is, and he's done it a couple times since he's been here as the head coach. And like you said, it's been I think it was after the NFC Championship game win over San Francisco. So sometimes it's obviously sort of understandable and acceptable. I want to be mindful and sensitive when talking about what someone does with their kids, right? So I want to be mindful of that, and so I don't want to overstep my boundary there, but. We all know in this business, and me and B as former players, and even you as a guy who may have been in press conferences where you're asking questions, if whether you won the game or not, if there are narratives out there that could lead to tough questions and possibly tough answers, that's not the environment you want to have kids in, because I think it kind of disarms people from being able to do their job to a degree.
That's exactly what I thought.
So I totally understand why media members did not like it and felt it was sort of an underhanded way to sort of disarm them from being able to ask tough questions to Nick Sirianni, which he certainly has the obligation as the head coach to sort of answer. But he came on today, and he did not back down from having his kids up there. He actually doubled down on that, and he talked about what it means to him to have his family up there, his kids, how they enjoy it, like all of that. So I just want to be respectful and not stepping on that. But I totally get where that rubbed people the wrong way by having the kids up there yesterday.
You know, I said, based off of the things that had transpired, he was trying to disarm them. I immediately thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to say that didn't cross my mind. I'm like, yeah, you put the kids up there. Yeah, you're probably not going to get a lot of tough questions today. So it definitely crossed my mind as well.
All right. I think you'll like this. I'm looking at your Twitter feed, and you posted so WIP posted Kevin from Warminster. Who called in and said, "Oh, it was me, Sirianni. He was fighting with. It was actually good natured. Not sure I buy it, but I like it."
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know if it's true or if it's not, but yeah. And I would say this. The only thing I would say to that and Kevin, who called up to I don't know, sort of defend his interaction with Nick Sirianni, if it was him, I would have found that to be a reasonable explanation had Coach Sirianni said that after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't necessarily a confrontational back and forth. It was me and the fan. He wanted me to run the ball a little more earlier in the game, and I told him that we were going to do it and we'll get to it. And I sort of went back to him after the game to sort of ask him, like, is that okay with you? Did you like that? So I think we could all look at that as sort of good natured back and forth.
Yeah.
He didn't explain that after the game. So it's hard for me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been a reasonable explanation.
He was too busy juggling his three kids at the podium. He couldn't get to the story. talking with Ike Reese, 9-year NFL vet, 7 years playing for the Eagles. Ike, you'll like this.
That was actually a good line. Right? That was pretty good.
You remember when the Skins signed Ryan Fitzpatrick and he played for about a quarter and he hurt his hip?
Yeah.
We had a caller call in that say he actually hurt his hip the week before on a water slide.
On a water slide at his park.
At a water park. And that took on its own little – and apparently Fitz hates that story exists. So these callers –
did he deny it? I'm assuming he denied the story, right?
I don't think he ever addressed it directly.
I think PFT Commenter asked him about it, and he just kind of – he just like – ignored it and plowed right through. So
hey, man.
Who knows, man?
Saying nothing sometimes means guilt.
So I beyond
yes,
it's funny because normally I would say, you know, separate this weekend's craziness with Sirianni from the big picture of the talent yeah. Philly has, and you know they're a game back behind the Skins in the NFC East. Can you separate the craziness from everything Philly's got going?
I'm trying to. I know some people can't. Listen, this team is in a bad spot with a portion of this fan base. You know, the portion of the fan base is not happy with how the team is playing. Even with the three wins, they haven't necessarily been quote-unquote clean wins. Mm-hmm. They've always had to overcome some sort of adversity. And even though we didn't turn the ball over at all this past game, you know, not blowing the Browns out has really caused consternation amongst the fan base as well. So it's a weird dynamic with the fans right now with this team. I don't think there are very many people that love the way that they're playing or love the prospects moving forward. And then there are some that are still hopeful and hanging on to some of that belief we had prior to the season that, at least from an offensive standpoint, this should be one of the best offenses in the league when you look at the type of talent they have on the offensive side of the football. Got to get Jalen to playing cleaner football, meaning he can't contribute to losses by turning the ball over.
Yeah.
And like I said, this like last week was the first game, I believe, in 9 straight games that he didn't turn the ball over. So that's a step in the right direction. I think there's still a lot of skepticism when you look at the team moving forward. And it's going to take a few more wins, you know, before people are ready to stick our chest out right now and be boastful about the way the Eagles are playing. So I think we're kind of in this sort of mixed place as a fan base, as half in, half out, as far as what we believe the team could do. Prior to the season, we were talking NFC championship games, Super Bowl, like that's what we were thinking prior to the season. I don't think you can get very many people that would throw that out there right now based on what they look like after 5 weeks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
With the combination of the way that they finished last season and also the way things are going now and people not being happy, is it any chance he could be in the hot seat?
Well, this is the other thing that drives people crazy, fellas, is that the fans have certainly put him on a hot seat. I mean, they want to. A lot of the fans want to get rid of him during the bye week. So
wow.
So as far as that go with the fans, yeah, that's where the team was 2-2. But the way they lost to Tampa, that had a lot of people upset. So I don't know if he's on the hot seat, or let's put it this way. I don't know how hot his seat is with the organization.
Okay.
I would say this. I think it's about the end result. Jeffrey Lurie has been an owner through his tenure. He's only fired one coach during the season, and that was with one game left to go, and that was Chip Kelly. So he usually lets his – Yeah, right. Yeah. But he usually lets his coaches finish the season. You know, I was a part of the 3-13 team in 98 with Ray Rhodes, and he let coach finish out the entire season and then did what he was going to do at the end of the season. When Andy was in his last year, Andy was 4-12, and that was a terrible season. He waited to the end of the season to do it. So that's usually, even with Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson at the end of 2020, I think the team was 4-12 also.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they waited to the end of the season to do anything. So I think, Nick, at the end result will tell whether or not he's going to be here moving forward. This team has to be better at the end of the season than they are right now, and I would imagine he has to be in the postseason. It'd be hard for me to see him not making the postseason and then still being here moving forward. But it's a lot of football left to play. It's 12 games left to play.
Yeah.
He's going to have a chance to change all of this around over the next 12 weeks, him and his players.
Totally. It's so bizarre because Philly last year, the first two-thirds of the season was an absolute wagon, yeah, and then just the wheels fell off. You said something really interesting there. Like I pulled up the numbers, and maybe I got this wrong. Through five games, Jalen Hurts has 9 turnovers. I got four picks and 5 fumbles.
Yeah,
that's
it's been bad.
Hard
man.
To win,
yeah.
man.
It's hard to win that way, and you know, and that's why I think if Jalen starts to play a cleaner game and plays better, this team should be in position to win the majority of their games. Now, whether or not they do it, they still have to go out and do it. Mm-hmm. But it certainly doesn't help when your most important player isn't playing his best brand of football. So I thought Sunday was a good indicator that they're headed in the right direction. They seem to all be pulling in the same direction. And I tell you this, talking to some of the guys – yesterday, we do some player shows over at Chickies and Pete's on Mondays, and it seems like the players are trying to use some of this to rally around and rally for each other, including the head coach, and maybe they're going to try to use this to sort of push forward. You know how we are as players, mm-hmm. teammates. We can try to take anything and make it
an
adversary for us. Yeah, make it a rallying call. So it feels like that's the message that I'm getting from some of the players, that it's like, okay, we understand nobody's pleased or happy with how we're playing, but we know what we're capable of, and we're working to get towards that. And that's what it feels like they're trying to message out there. So, again, 12 weeks left to go. You listen, that squad down there you guys have, that's become a new problem to have to think about now. So it's like, you know, Washington is a team that we certainly are keeping an eye on, but we got to take care of our own business here first before it even matters what we do against our division rivals. They got to beat the Giants coming up this week.
Yeah, so, I mean, but three of the next four on the road, too.
We talked earlier about Jahan Dotson. What is he doing?
Oh, man, I wanted to call you, bro. Return the sender. Oh, man. You know how you get a gift? And you're like, okay, I thought this was a good gift, man. Where is the return slip so I can send this gift back? No, in all seriousness, I shouldn't be hard on Jahan. But I will say this, B, you kept it real with us. You told us that, man, it's just something there that ain't clicking, and there is a sort of how bad do you want it and how great do you want to be factor mm-hmm. that could be missing from the young man. I will say this. It's not as if he's got a ton of targets and he's dropping the ball or anything of that nature, so I can't look at that. But it's more or less like, man, when he does get a target, it's like, oh, I forgot Dotson was on the squad. Like, I forgot he was on the team. Like, I didn't even know he was here. So,
yeah,
to be honest, hasn't made much of an impact at all. He did have – I think he had one clutch catch Sunday, but, man, it has not been what we thought we were getting. When they traded for a former first-round pick that's really, what is it, his third year? Still a young player?
Yep.
Yeah, still a young player. I really was expecting a little more out of him as a third guy. I don't know why they haven't been able to sort of get him somehow involved in the offense. I just don't get it.
Ike, man, thank you for making time
Appreciate
for us.
Appreciate you, brother, we'll do, man.
So the Commanders-Eagles is Thursday night.
5 weeks from now. So we'll have to
get you back. Yes, November 14th, yes.
That's going to be a fun one, man.
And that's the first time I heard you call them the Commanders. You've been calling them the Skins since I've been on here with you.
Yeah, I'm trying.
He wavers.
I'm trying. I grew up here. I used to draw the logo on my notebooks. Like,
yes, I'm with you. It's.
One thing that is interesting, though, like you mentioned, Jaden and this team really got things cooking. The name discussion has gone away because folks just care about the football.
It's not winning.
How about that? Yeah. No, that's a good one you guys got down there, man.
Yeah, he can play, man.
Man, I felt he was the best quarterback in the draft coming out. So, and I said that on Twitter and everything. I just think he's polished. He's a guy that's that the roller coaster ride you get with the kid in Chicago who has so much talent. Sometimes he doesn't know what to do with it. This kid seems to. This kid you guys have down there seems to be in complete control of everything, and at a young age, that is very impressive.
Yeah, so, it is.
We're going to have our work cut out for us up here over the next decade.
You trying to fatten frogs or snakes, man? We're not paying.
Of course I am.
We're not buying that. Forget it. Hey, forget everything y'all just heard. People that's listening.
Ike, man, thank you for the time, dude.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
All right, fellas, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. Ike Reese, you can listen to him afternoons on WIP in Philadelphia. That's Odyssey Station, right? We're like brothers?
I don't know.
I think so.
Usually CBS.
Follow him at Ike58Reese.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.